Welcome to episode 1084 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Adam was created on the sixth day of creation week and lived 930 years. This means that almost 1,000 years of human history are condensed into the first five chapters of the Bible. This leaves ample room for questions and wonder about the untold stories within that vast expanse of time. Let's explore some questions about the first family.
What was the significance of the sacrifices made by Cain and Abel? Abel's offering of the firstborn of his flock reflected obedience and faith in God's requirement for a blood sacrifice, which symbolized atonement for sin and pointed forward to the ultimate sacrifice of Jesus. In contrast, Cain's offering of fruits from the ground was not inherently wrong, but revealed a lack of faith and disobedience to God's instructions. God looks at the heart of the worshiper, not merely the gift. Cain's anger after his offering was rejected further exposed his unwillingness to submit to God. This narrative underscores the importance of worshiping God on His terms, not our own, and foreshadows the theme of salvation through faith and the blood of Christ. What was the significance of the mark on Cain? The mark on Cain was a merciful act by God despite Cain's sin. After Cain murdered his brother Abel and feared retribution from others, God placed a mark on him to protect him from being killed. The mark demonstrated God's justice in punishing Cain, but also His mercy in sparing his life, ensuring that vengeance would not spiral out of control. This act reflects God's nature as both just and compassionate, offering Cain a chance for repentance even after his grave sin. The exact nature of the mark is unknown, but its significance lies in its function as a sign of divine protection and a reminder of the consequences of disobedience. Who did Cain marry? Cain married one of his sisters or some other close relative, as humanity descended from Adam and Eve. In Genesis 5 verse 4, it states that Adam and Eve had other sons and daughters. It is likely that Cain's wife was a sibling or a niece from the extended family. At this early stage of human history, such marriages were necessary to populate the earth and were not yet forbidden, as the genetic makeup of humanity was still pure and untainted by the effects of sin and degeneration. God's later laws in Leviticus prohibiting close relative marriages were instituted after the human genome had become more susceptible to genetic defects. How was Cain able to build a city? Cain's ability to build a city reflects the growing population of humanity by this point in history. While the Bible mentions Cain building a city in Genesis 4 verse 17 and naming it after his son Enoch, this likely referred to a settlement or community rather than a metropolis as we think of cities today. As Adam and Eve's descendants multiplied, there would have been enough people to create a structured community. Cain's act of building a city could also reflect his attempt to establish a new life after being cast out as a wanderer. This act was also an attempt to create a legacy apart from God's plan, as Cain's line is later associated with rebellion and violence. How might Adam and Eve have raised their children to know and honor God after their own failure in Eden? Adam and Eve likely taught their children about the Creator by recounting their experiences in Eden, sharing the beauty of their direct relationship with God, and warning of the devastating consequences of disobedience. They could have emphasized the holiness of God and their own responsibility for sin entering the world, perhaps encouraging their children to seek God's guidance in all things. The sacrificial system, hinted at in Genesis 4 with Abel's offering, may have been introduced by Adam and Eve as a way to honor God and foreshadow the ultimate redemption promised in Genesis 3:15. Their parenting would likely have been shaped by their longing for reconciliation with God and their desire for their children to live in obedience, even in a fallen world. Despite their failure, they might have instilled hope by pointing to God's promise of a Redeemer who would one day crush the serpent's head. How might Adam and Eve have reacted to Abel's death and Cain's punishment? The death of Abel would have been a devastating and heart-wrenching loss for Adam and Eve, compounded by the knowledge that their firstborn son, Cain, was the perpetrator. They might have mourned not only Abel's death, but also the brokenness within their family and the consequences of their own sin that had led to such tragedy. Abel's death was likely a stark reminder of the curse of death pronounced in Eden and a symbol of the far-reaching impact of sin on human relationships. Cain's punishment, being marked and made a wanderer, may have left Adam and Eve feeling a mix of sorrow, regret, and helplessness. Yet they could have also seen God's mercy in sparing Cain's life and marking him for protection. The experience would have deepened their understanding of the seriousness of sin, while also reinforcing their reliance on God's grace and justice. What can we learn about human creativity and sin from the achievements of Cain's descendants, like Lamech? The descendants of Cain demonstrate the dual capacity of humanity for creativity and moral corruption. For example, Lamech's lineage included individuals like Jubal, who pioneered music, and Tubal-Cain, who advanced metalworking, showcasing the remarkable creativity God endowed humanity with, even after the fall. However, these accomplishments were marred by the continued presence of sin, as evidenced by Lamech's boastful and violent declaration of killing a man and seeking greater vengeance than Cain. This juxtaposition reminds us that human ingenuity, while a reflection of the divine image, can be tainted by pride, violence, and self-glorification. It highlights the need for moral and spiritual grounding in God's principles to ensure that human achievements serve His purposes rather than perpetuating sin and corruption.
The story of the first family in the Bible, the family of Adam and Eve, parallels the struggles and dynamics of families today in profound and timeless ways. At its core, this narrative explores themes of conflict, consequences, grace, and redemption, all of which continue to resonate in modern families. Despite the passage of millennia, the challenges faced by Adam, Eve, Cain, Abel, and Seth reflect universal human experiences, offering lessons and encouragement for families navigating life in a broken world. One clear parallel is the tension between human imperfection and the desire for unity within a family. Adam and Eve's failure in Eden introduced sin into their lives, which led to blame shifting, guilt, and shame, all of which strained their relationship. Families today also grapple with the consequences of poor decisions, miscommunication, and relational tension. Just as Adam and Eve experienced the ripple effects of their choices, modern families face the challenge of navigating how one person's actions can impact the entire household. Yet, the enduring love and commitment demonstrated by Adam and Eve to continue their lives together reflect the resilience of families determined to rebuild trust and grow through adversity. The story of Cain and Abel introduces another universal dynamic: sibling rivalry, jealousy, and the struggle for approval. Cain's envy of Abel and his ultimate act of violence remind us of the destructive potential of unresolved conflict. While most sibling tensions today don't end in such extreme outcomes, they often create lasting divisions within families. The story invites modern families to reflect on how unchecked emotions like jealousy, anger, and competition can disrupt harmony and encourages them to prioritize reconciliation and healthy communication. Additionally, the story of Seth provides a counterbalance, showing how some family members can choose a different path, one marked by faithfulness and hope, and serve as beacons of renewal within a broken family system. Finally, the overarching theme of the first family story, the presence of God's grace even in their failures, parallels the hope available to families today. Although Adam and Eve were exiled from Eden, God clothed them, continued to care for them, and provided the promise of redemption through their descendants. For modern families navigating loss, disappointment, or brokenness, this narrative offers encouragement. God's grace is sufficient to sustain and redeem. Families today are invited to rely on God's wisdom, forgiveness, and promises as they strive to build relationships that reflect His love and redemption. The struggles of the first family serve as a mirror, reminding us that while conflict and imperfection are inevitable, God's presence and promises offer a foundation of hope and healing. By leaning into His grace, families can find the strength to address their challenges, nurture meaningful relationships, and leave a legacy of faith for generations to come. Father, we thank You for the timeless lessons found in the story of the first family, which remind us of both the consequences of sin and the power of Your grace. Help us to make choices that honor You and leave a legacy of faith for future generations. Strengthen our families with Your love, guide us in times of conflict, and renew our hearts with the hope of redemption found in Christ. May we reflect Your righteousness in our relationships and trust in Your promises, even in moments of brokenness. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.